Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boyle is 3-of-3 on this drive, third down and three. Boyle, and he's going to the end zone and caught! That's a touchdown from Trevor Davis with the grab. My goodness, has he played well tonight.
That move. Basically, they're playing inside leverage already, so I didn't really try to fake him inside too much because he already kind of gave me leverage, so went inside just a little bit, got to stack him and score the touchdown. This is my first game in a while, so it feels good to go out there.
Can't think it's a coincidence that he plays so well against the Raiders in preseason, and then it's the Raiders willing to give up a six-round pick. Trevor Davis traded yesterday to Oakland. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Chuck and Winkler here on 105.7 FM The Fan, AM 1250, radio.com app. So now what? Who's returning kicks? And are we surprised Trevor Davis got traded? I was.
I was too, because he's like the number four wide receiver on the team at the moment, and he's then their primary return guy.
And it also seemed like he was going to be here forever, no matter what he yelled in an airport.
Yeah, that too. Yes, that too. But he got away with one. He got a mulligan on that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, they got a sixth rounder. Just a little surprised that they traded him. I'm just like, wow. Because I know at one point, even last year, he was on the fence of getting cut this year. And, you know, he made the team. And it looked like with his speed, he's the fastest receiver, that they were going to find a use for him somehow on the team. Never happened. Never had much time to happen. But, you know, he was out there, I mentioned, as a fourth receiver and had the one catch for 28 yards against Chicago. And that was it.
We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Brought to you by Pottawatomie. It's all happening at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. Good morning, Clem.
Hi, Clem.
Refresh my memory. What did Trevor Davis yell in an airport?
He yelled the, I don't want to, B-O-M-B.
Well, you could say that on the radio. We're not in an airport.
He was angry at somebody?
No, he said something like, he was joking around, saying like,
it's
not like I'm going to yell, bomb.
Yeah, that's yeah. right.
And then they're right. like, you just did it.
That's yeah. right. He did something stupid at the TSA.
Yeah.
I forgot
yeah.
about that one.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I don't understand. I don't really get what the plan is here. So, you know, Trevor Davis is a guy. Is this like a ha-ha Clinton Dix thing? Like, you know, the Packers are shopping around because they just, he's not getting along? No, he's a, he's hardworking. Remember when you know he knew he needed to step up his game like 2 years ago, and he was showing Ron Zook, the special teams coordinator, tapes of him working on returning kicks and punt returns and how he had improved his speed and technique and everything in the off season. You know, very hardworking kid out of Cal. Smart guy. You know, I kind of give him like a B- overall as a return guy because the ball security is okay. Decision-making, okay. You know, Devin Hester, who was never the sharpest knife in the drawer, he was just instinctively good as a returner. He would catch the ball. He'd look it in all the way in, and he'd take like a half-second pause, and you could see him pick his lane. And then with his, you know, incredible burst, he'd hit that lane, and that's why he just had those incredible returns, including the one I saw him return for a touchdown in the Super Bowl against the Colts in the driving rain in Miami. So Trevor Davis is a fast kid.
Let me get the story right first. It was, he didn't yell bomb. He was joking at the counter about that he had packed an explosive.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he said something like, well, it's not like I packed, I don't know. He was joking about
right.
it.
Right. They were asking him questions.
Yeah.
You know, and then it, you know, also gets into one of those things like, don't you know who I am? I'm a Green Bay Packer. You know, it gets into
I'm
that.
Trevor Davis.
I'm the, like, I'm the sixth Davis, receiver
yeah.
on this team.
Yeah, security. Yeah. So the thing about Trevor is, well, so this has got to start with the Raiders, all right? There's where the need is, because they got three or four guys, other wide receivers are injured. Of course, they gave up a couple of high draft picks for Antonio Brown at the wide receiver position. And then they got Dwayne Harris, who's one of their veterans, he's on the injured reserve this week, and he's been a kickoff and punt returner for him. And Gruden was talking about this his presser yesterday before the deal got announced later in the day, that he might have to put like Hunter Renfrow, the rookie receiver, back there for kick returns this weekend when they play the Vikings. As for where the Packers are coming from in this, all right, I get it that, you know, Trevor Davis, fifth-round pick, when you talk about wide receivers next year, you've got Equanimeous St. Brown back, and, you know, you think overall he's a better overall prospect at wide receiver. Darius Shepherd, when you played the Chiefs, he had all the punt returns, and he was back for kickoff returns. They had touchbacks, but, you know, they weren't trying anybody else out. And you know, that's, they knew that Darius Shepherd had a lot of skills, maybe a slot guy for the future, but he could earn a spot on the roster as a return guy. Well, in the Chiefs game, the final preseason game, he has a hamstring injury. He's still listed as limited this week. So they ain't going to use him this weekend against the Broncos. I don't know if they put Jair Alexander back or Tremont Williams back there. But at the end of the day, for this Trevor Davis deal, I guess the Raiders, if they call and they say, hey, Trevor Davis, man, in the game in Winnipeg against us, 5 catches, 78 yards, and he had that nice 17-yard return on the punt. He had a hell of a night, just, you know, just like Kevin Harlan was saying there in the play-by-play. So this always happens, these preseason games. A guy from the other team puts on a big show, and these GMs go, man, we want a piece of that. So they call the Packers, and they get a sixth-round pick for a guy that they picked up in the fifth round. That's pretty good value. What I don't understand why the Packers are doing this now. I mean, don't you have a season to play right now? And to use this guy as a, you know, pretty average kick returner, or they're just going to have to, you know, put in a couple of substitutes until they think they're going to have Darius Shepherd ready. Now, maybe the Raiders called them early in the week. Maybe Mike Mayock called them early in the week to say, hey, we're willing to give you a six-round pick. And Gutekunst says, hang on a second, let me see if I got a backup plan. So that's when they sign Tremont Smith off of waivers from the Chiefs. Now, here's a guy that was a defensive back with good speed, like 4.4 speed out of Central Arkansas. And in the year and a half, 2 years he was with the Chiefs, they couldn't find a spot for him. They couldn't trust him enough at defensive back. He played a little bit of safety, but they liked his speed. So how about kick returner? He'd never done that before. So he had a 37-yard kick return against the Packers in that preseason game. He had two big returns against them. So this is the Packers seeing a guy like, wow, that guy was pretty good. We saw him in person when we played the Kansas City Chiefs here at Lambeau Field. And so they pick up this guy, and they think they'd use him. So I talked to this Tremont Smith yesterday now, and I said, so when it got to be this your second camp, Andy Reid started lining up at running back? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't just an overnight process. Me and Coach Reid had talked about it beforehand and came in the next year, was kind of loaded at DBs. I mean, you know, got good DBs over there. And just, he asked me about offense. I was like, of course, just whatever you want me to do. And next day, it happened.
All right, who's going to return punts? And for that matter, who's going to be their kick returner on Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know.
What'd you guess?
LaFleur's going to talk, well, you know, they put like Jamal Williams back there sometimes for kick return, a guy who can take the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and Jair Alexander or Tremont Williams, you know, a sure-handed guy. Because it's just that even though you just brought this guy in from the Chiefs, you don't put him out there 4 days later. I mean, you know, Trevor Davis earns that job by catching balls from the jugs machine, from OTAs to mini camp to, you know, all those guys that they tried out at that position. They've got to see, you know, 100 reps and how you react to the football, both in joint practices and all that stuff, before they trust you back there, you know, for ball security and everything. So
okay.
I think that they're going to have somebody that's on their roster, whoever, you know, was their backup, if it was last week, if Trevor Davis went down, you know, it'll be one of those guys that they'll have. I don't think they're going to put this Tremont Smith guy that they just picked up from the Chiefs week one. I would be surprised.
Well, I looked at it like this. They saw that Smith was available. Here's a guy who was fourth in the league in the NFL in kick returns last year. Could they have done this? Let's go out and get this guy and bring him in. And, you know, we don't need Trevor Davis.
Start shopping Trevor.
Yeah.
You know, that might have been the way that the Green Bay was actually the proactive one on this.
Mm-hmm.
But, obviously I do know is that they've got the Raiders have got three receivers that are banged up, and they need some help at returner as well, so they had the need as well. But so and we're not. I tell you what, I'm not going to know this afternoon either because they're not going to show it to us in practice, or LaFleur's probably not going to talk about it. It'll be a game time decision, Chuck and Bart.
Well, we'll find out this weekend as we talk to Mike Clemens here, which we do Tuesdays and Thursdays around 9:30. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. Now, you had talked to us on Tuesday, and you'd said that you thought Aaron Rodgers was a little banged up in that second half against Minnesota. You guys were able to talk to him about that yesterday.
I asked him directly. I said, man, you know, those first three drives, dude, you know, lightning fast, fast break offense. And then I saw you take a couple shots, and during like a TV timeout, it looked like his leg got rolled up on or something, and he was kind of hobbling. And he wasn't the same, I thought, the rest of the game. He was really tired after that game. You know, you played some of his press conference on Monday's show. I asked him yesterday, did you take some shots against the Vikings?
I mean, I took some shots, yeah. I don't think it made it hard to recover. My feet were a little sore, but mostly because, you know, that 4 minute, I was kind of following the ball. I saw Lane on the ground. I went to pick him up, and he stomped on my foot as he came up on accident, I'm sure. But no, my body feels good. I think tempo is something we can work in and out of, as opposed to years past when we did sustained drives of consistent tempo. We've been jumping kind of in and out of it a little bit more this year so far through two games, and we've had success with it. The key is first and second down and converting and giving ourselves more opportunities so we can get into that stuff. But, we'll continue to work that in.
Ron Wolf, of course, was on with Bill Michaels yesterday. A real good interview. Was there anything that Rod Wolf said that was news to you?
You know, he always defines his stuff as the bottom line at the end of the day, what was the best thing to do for the Packers? You know, and not to just get you through the next couple of weeks, but what's going to be the best thing to do, you know, moving forward? I guess, you know, that would play into a decision like Trevor Davis. I don't understand exactly how that gets you through the next 2 weeks when you've got someone like that. But at the other hand, you know, when you look at it the big picture and down the road, it's like, look, we're probably not going to re-sign this guy. He's in his fourth year. And if there's a way that we can get a sixth-round pick, that's enough value there. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to sort of math in your evaluations. And Ron instilled that. You know, don't have emotional decisions. He's also talked a lot about mistakes that he's made, too. He thought that Ray Lewis would be there on the board when they took it. And he says he couldn't believe, he said his heart broke when the Baltimore Ravens took Ray Lewis. And he's kicked himself ever since then because he thought, I assumed Ray Lewis would be there on the board. I should have traded up to get him. If you think that player's worth that much value, then go get him. Trade up to go get him and secure a player like that. So, you know, he's very honest about that, very brutally honest. And he was pretty honest while he was in the chair, too.
Mike Clemens, you can find that interview, by the way, radio.com, 1057fmthefan.com, as well as all of Mike's work here on The Fan. Mike, we will talk to you after the Packers whoop up on the Broncos.
Thank you, boys.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, more on the Packers-Broncos. We'll preview that tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.